There is no power. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. There is no power. Oh, how we talk about power in this universe, and how the power to do different things, and the power of God being omnipotent everywhere, present and all-knowing, and these terms and these phrases are just sort of an anathema to the facts and to the truth. In the first place, God is not all-knowing. God is all-knowledge. God is all-knowing. He is not all-knowing that he knows all things. He is all things. Well, it is all things as a concept. Okay. The same thing goes for all power. There is only existence. There's nothing to make existence happen. And this is where we sometimes fall down in our thinking, because we think we can have the power to accomplish something, the power to make things happen, the power to bring things about in our life. And that's a very silly thing to talk about, because we cannot empower things, as we often say. I know I'm as much liable to say those things as anybody else. We say we empower these ideas, we empower these facts. We cannot empower anything, because everything already exists. Everything that we would like to empower to be already exists. What we are doing is we are giving our attention to an aspect of what already exists. Now, if we're giving an aspect to a new car, then we are empowering that new car. And if we think we're empowering that new car, the new car already exists. The new car already has reality. The new car already has substance about it. The new car already is. We are not making that happen. We are not empowering it. We are putting our attention on it. And if that's called empowering, well then, fine. But the thing is, to think that we are taking the power of the universe to vibrate, to manifest these things, as we have said for so many years, it's a misuse of the word power. If we are taking our thought and putting it on the desire of our heart, then our thought reveals the desire of our heart to us. Now, to reveal something that already is, and to empower something, to make it happen, so that the energy of the universe, the power of the universe, the essence of the universe coalesces into that particular object or thing, that's a misnomer. It's giving something power, it's giving something existence, power, existence, that it doesn't have. We cannot make something happen. All things already are. We cannot bring something into existence, because all things already are. We are in a dark room, we said the other day, remember? And we had the lights off, and we couldn't see a thing, and we thought the room was dark and empty, and we were all alone. And then someone turned on the lights, and everyone shouted, "Happy birthday!" And here was a room filled with beautiful people lovingly sending birthday wishes our way, birthday thoughts and beautiful ideas. But now, we couldn't empower that room to be filled with people. We couldn't empower that room to have all the gifts that they brought for us for our birthday. It was a fact. It already existed. It already was. We merely revealed it to ourselves by opening our eyes, by turning on the lights, to revealing to ourselves that which already exists. I think it's very important for us to understand this and recognize this, that there is no power in the world. All is, all exists, and all always will exist. When we can think from that point of view, then things are not quite so difficult to make happen, because all we do is open our eyes. Once we have made a statement about a condition that we would enjoy having being aware of, then we open our eyes. Well, my eyes are open, and I'm speaking the statement, my eyes open. No, it's your inner eye. It's your inner eye that sees all that is. Your outer eye only sees the illusions that come and go. But the reality the inner eye sees is never changing. It is always there. It is not something to be made to happen or made not to happen. It is always there. We can determine today what sort of thought we're going to reveal to ourselves, and we're going to open our eyes for ourselves. We're not going to empower it, we're not going to give it power, but we're going to open our eyes to it and know that it already exists in its perfection, in its fullness, in its wonder, and we are ready to enjoy it. Think on this. This is a heavy-duty concept, but a good one. The absolute philosopher loves to come up with these heavy-duty concepts and come up with new ways of revealing how we can look at it in a positive, beneficial, joyful, fantastic way. So think about that and enjoy it for yourself. Know that I love you as you do this. I love you as you don't do this. I love you because you're a reflection of me. And I am lovable. I love you. I love you. I love you.